What do you value?
We are Crystal River Elementary School and we value lots of things.
As a school, we have been discussing our personal values so that we can come together to tell the story of who we are as the Crystal River Elementary School community.
Take a listen to what we value.
We are CRES.
Chloe and the Donkey by Avery. Chloe was sitting on her comfortable gray couch, drinking strawberry lemonade. She was twirling her blue and black hair. She was imagining riding on a rainbow horse through the sky. She was also remembering how her mom said they would go shopping. Chloe hoped she could find some good clothes with horses on them because she always wears this one sweater that has many different colored blotches on it. She remembered how everyone says that it is annoying when she wears it because she wears it every day. Suddenly, someone fell outside, and Chloe rushed out the door. This little boy was on the sidewalk crying. Chloe went to help the little boy. He had a bad scrape on his hand, and it was bleeding a lot. After a lot of tears, the boy stopped crying. Chloe asked the boy if he was okay. "I'm okay," said the boy as he wandered off. "Mom, when can I get a horse?" as Chloe walked into the house. "You know the answer is you don't get a horse. We don't have enough money," Chloe's mom said. "It's just unfair. You two use all of the money and I only get $5 every week," said Chloe to her mom. "Well, that's the point. You need food, water, and shelter to stay alive. And we get you food, water, and shelter, so you need to respect that. And if you keep working hard, you could get enough money to buy your own horse one day." But Chloe did not want to wait that long. Just because she loves horses so much, she once did a horseback riding camp about 3 years ago. And she loved it so much, Chloe now loves horses close to as much as she loves her mom. She fell in love with riding because the one horse was just the best. He had a little white hair on his mane and gray-blue spots mixed together on his body. Right when she got into the arena, she saw that beautiful blue roan. "I wish he could be mine. He is so awesome," Chloe thought. "But Mom, that is too long for me to wait. And I know you know I want to get a horse. You made me sad when you said I get food, water, and shelter. You said it in a mean voice. And by the way, I thought you didn't care about me anymore," said Chloe as a tear dropped down her face. After that, Chloe's blonde hair's mom started to yell because Chloe said that. "Mom, you do not make me feel good around you. You need to be more nice. Like, what the heck?" Chloe yelled. Chloe and her mom kept saying mean things to each other, like, "You are technically ditching me because you said that," Chloe's mom said. "No, I'm not. If you say that, then that means you are ditching me," Chloe said. "Do you even know what ditching means? It means you are leaving someone right in front of their face, and that is what you're doing to me," Chloe's mom said, looking very sad. "No, I know what ditching means, and I'm not doing it to you." "Yes, you are," Chloe's mom said in a shocked and very rude voice out loud. As their fight continued, Chloe realized that it was wrong to fight with her mom. "Go to your room and think about what you said to me," yelled Chloe's mom as a tear dropped to the floor. Chloe went to her room and got on her bed. She felt very disappointed in herself. She had never, ever felt like this in her life. She went into her room and she did not like this emotion at all. She was crying. She never knew it, but some tears were going down her cheek. You could see the tears shining from her face, and you could see them shining from the mirror. Her mom comes into the room and says, "I'm sorry for yelling," in the sad voice. Chloe's mom always says, "I'm sorry for yelling," like an hour later, so she always makes Chloe wait in her room for that long. Then Chloe felt bad when she doesn't know why she thinks she got mad because she just misses her dad. She hasn't seen him for like 6 months. Her dad is not coming home from his hunt until he gets 3 elk or deer. This makes Chloe very lonely. At night, she sometimes has to crawl into bed with her mom if she has a bad dream. And all of her bad dreams are about her dad possibly getting hurt hunting. So Chloe is quite sad that her dad has been gone for that long. Chloe looks at her mom and says, "Mom, I am sorry we had a fight like that. When is Dad coming home? I don't know when he is coming home. And it is okay that we had a fight like that because it didn't last forever. Then about a month later, the different colored leaves were flying all over the place, and Chloe was sleeping in her mom's room because she had a bad dream about her dad getting really hurt by an animal. Then when Chloe was eating lunch, someone knocked on the door. There was a big truck outside, and there was a person in the truck waiting for Chloe's mom to come out and say hi. There was a trailer with something moving in it. It was a horse-sized trailer. It was white and something was really big in the trailer. It was bigger than her. The man came out of the truck. He reminded her of someone that she had seen before. Chloe's mom came out of the house and said hello. But when she saw the man, she started to run over to him. Chloe's mom and the man hugged for a long time. He took something out of the truck. It had a really big head. It looked something like a horse, but it had bigger ears. Chloe rushed out the door, shocked. It was her dad. "Dad, you are back," Chloe said very loud. The whole entire neighborhood could hear her. "What's in the truck?" Chloe asked. "It's a surprise," Chloe's dad said when he took the moving thing out of the truck. Chloe almost fainted. It was a donkey. "Dad, you are the best," Chloe said in a pretty loud voice to not scare the donkey. After a few months with the donkey, Chloe was taking care of it like crazy. She was also riding it like crazy. You could see her big smile on the donkey's big fluffy ears from a mile away. The end. My name is Avery, and my value is to not always get what you want.
This has been a collaboration between Katie and Kay, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and Crystal River Elementary School.
We are CRES.